If I can have your attention here in the media center, we're going to roll right into our post-race press conference here for the 23rd annual Boyd Gaming 300 in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We're now joined by the crew chief of the race-winning number 18 IK9 Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. That's Ben Bashour. Ben, congratulations on the victory. Just walk us through, quite a start to the day and then a much better finish, but walk us through your day, please.
Yeah, obviously it didn't start off very well with having the loose wheel at the start of the race there. We got to look in, see what happened there, do a little bit more research on that. So not really sure the cause of that, but yeah, that set us behind. Took a little bit of a gamble there after the first segment, take the wave around. Luckily got a caution, got back on the tire cycles, and then raced them from there.
Okay, we'll go ahead and open the floor up for questions. We'll start with Jerry and work our way around.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. They're in the closing laps. Obviously, they're back and forth with Reddick and Bell. And were you worried about Kyle's car was handling in that time? Because I know he was coming over the radio and saying that he was a few ticks tight when he first came into the pits.
Yeah, obviously, I was real worried. The 2 car was really fast. The 20 car was really fast today. We just seemed to be back and forth, too loose, too tight. We thought we were making small adjustments, and it kept swinging one way or the other. We definitely weren't handling the best we could have today. We had some deficiencies there, but Kyle did a great job hanging with us and giving us good feedback so we could make the best adjustments possible. The wind there was kind of fighting us too, but that's the same for everybody.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. What was it like? How did Kyle's wrath over the loose wheel motivate the rest of you and the crew the rest of the way?
I mean, obviously, you get behind there early, but you know with Kyle, he's so good that you're able to come back from that kind of stuff. It's not going to be the end of your day. As long as you just stick with it. Luckily, it was early in the race. These Xfinity races are so much shorter, but we had time to come back there and kind of got lucky with the one caution and get back in the lead lap.
Do you feel like you were in an ideal spot after the end of the second stage?
I mean, not ideal. We weren't happy with the car at that point, but you know, at least we had gotten up to third. Those guys were within reach, and we could go race them.
Additional questions for our race-winning crew chief? Come up front here.
Alan Michaels from On Pit Road Racing. Kyle said yesterday that the Xfinity car was evil all day yesterday. So what did you do to get the car uneven?
I don't think we fixed it. it wasn't as good as it needed to be there. We did make some adjustments that just back and forth, too loose, too tight. We just couldn't find a happy medium. We'll have to go back, look at our notes from last year and for the upcoming races at Phoenix and California and try something else. I mean, we definitely have some room to improve there.
Justin Schuler, Speedway Media. With some rain coming down, a little bit of drizzle, and then the sun popping out, did that change anything with the car handling? Did Kyle mention anything on the radio?
Typically, it does change it here. The wind today was really gusty. So, I mean, that makes the cars just inconsistent. That, like he just said, evil handling comments. You just never know what they're going to get. They're trying to drive to the absolute limit every lap. And when you have 20-mile-an-hour gusts one lap and a 40-mile-an-hour gust the next lap, they just don't know what to expect. So they kind of have to drive under the limit a little bit just to have a little left so they don't crash.
Ben, congratulations on the win today, and good luck next week.
Thank you very much.